5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Spiders. Hot Wings hates them.
I do not care for them.
No. Nobody likes them, but Hot Wings will go out of his way to burn them with fire or whatever it might be.
I would. Yeah, I would.
I don't
mind
them
now, but... Yeah. Yeah, if I find one in the house, though, it's getting sucked up with the vacuum. Yeah,
I never want to come face-to-face with, like, a huntsman, those giant Australian spiders.
I don't know that I'd ever not have nightmares, even while I was awake.
Yeah.
I'd be ruined if that happened.
Even though they're not, I don't think they're not poisonous. I don't think. And I don't think they typically mess with humans,
no,
even though they are
so.
Bigger than us.
Yeah.
Still, they freak me out.
They've got the wrong number of legs. Honestly, like anything that has less than two legs or more than four is already like off my list of things I could possibly like.
Yeah.
Oh, and the brown recluse. That the pictures of people's like bodies deteriorating, going into necrosis, that is disgusting as well.
Yeah, that's really gross.
Well, if there was a way to make the spiders more terrifying, this is a different. It's not, they're not more terrifying. It's just a new way that they're creepy and gross.
Yes.
And that would be the people that are using them and their dead bodies to become robot spiders.
This is so bonkers sounding.
Kind of. It seems like that's where it's heading.
Yes.
It will.
I don't think they're fully.
Right now, they're just using them
robotized
to play.
Yet.
They're just using them to play the claw game with spiders.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
The unique thing about spiders is that they actually don't have antagonistic muscle pairs. So in a human, we have our biceps and our triceps. They work to both flex and then extend the elbow joint. But when you think about spiders, they have flexor muscles that will bring their joints and appendages in towards the body, but they don't have extensors. And instead, they do that with hydraulic pressure.
This guy couldn't be anything but a scientist.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they generate inside of the main cavity or chamber of their body.
Okay, so that's kind of interesting. They don't have they don't have muscles that work opposite of each other.
Yeah.
No.
Right, because your bicep works when you're pulling and back towards you, and the tricep the other way.
Mm-hmm. They're bucket loaders.
So they're basically
they just have hydraulics.
Yeah, they have little hydraulics in them.
Huh.
And so because of that, when they die, that's why you see spiders curled up. But at the same time, that means that we can use hydraulic pressure when we use the spider as the material for our gripper to take it down.
Okay. So
it's already nightmare fuel.
I don't like this at all. Describing this, they have a dead spider attached to, it looks like a syringe.
It's a syringe, yes.
Yeah.
That it's all curled up because it's dead, and there's a piece of foam on the ground, very small.
Yeah.
Piece of small red foam. And then as it gets close, they inject into the spider the equivalent of hydraulic fluid.
Zombie
and
juice.
And its legs fly out in order to grab the foam.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that and extend all of its legs or joints.
And they suck the hydraulics out of it.
We're referring to these as necrobotic grippers. We're calling it necrobotics because we're using these basically dead.
Those. What's up with that one leg though? It didn't work in the last one. It doesn't work in this one.
That one. Maybe that's what ultimately killed him. One broken leg.
Well, the spider died of leg clots. He was on an airplane too long and didn't get up and walk around.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Because we're using these basically dead objects, dead spiders in this case.
That is up.
What did they refer to it as? Necrorobotics.
Necrobotics.
I'm sorry. The word necro in things makes me think you're creepy. It's probably not fair.
No, it is fair because it's dead. It's a dead body is what's referred to as necro.
Yeah.
It should be spider robotics.
that would sound a lot cooler.
Yeah. It sounds cooler, and it doesn't make me think that you're going to move on to dead humans.
I can't wait to see him try this with Tom Holland after he dies.
Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but if you have a big enough needle, a penis can get hard again.
Took the spider. We placed the needle in it, not knowing what was going to happen. We kind of had like an estimate of where we wanted to place the needle. And when we did it, it worked. The first time, right off the bat, actually. And that was really like, I don't even know how to describe it, that moment when you see it move.
It's like what I heard orgasms are.
Oh, God.
So one of the applications we could see this being used for is micromanipulation, and that could include things like microelectronic devices.
Okay, so they're showing just now. They created a small electric circuit to turn a light on and off where they could remove essentially a pin that connects two parts of the wire to complete the circuit.
It's a
small switch. Mm-hmm. And they lower the spider and had it pull the switch to turn the light off.
Yeah, they can't put it back in, though.
Yep. Not yet.
We're excited about it because it also offers the potential to reduce waste streams. So these grippers, as you might guess, made from these biotic materials, are compostable or biodegradable.
Before I started my PhD, my mom actually told me, she was like, you're probably going to work with something like hydraulic related. And I was like, okay, mom. And then this is actually somewhat related to like hydraulics. So
okay, they're showing a spider picking up a dead spider.
Oh, they're turning on each other.
Like, can you imagine how weird it would be to see a dead human automated to pick up another dead human? That would be horror movie kind of stuff.
Yep.
Human Centipede 6.
I don't like this. I want to be
with real spider.
Somewhat related to like hydraulics. So when I showed her the project, she was just like, this is amazing.
But here's the thing. Why do they have to do this? We already have hydraulic claws, and they can make them as tiny as they want to already out of metal that don't look like gross spiders, because those are actual dead spiders.
Yeah, this text from Nashville. Hey, have they considered using tweezers? Ooh, look, I'm a scientist. It's a good point.
Yeah, there has to be something creepy that we don't know about happening. I mean, they're going to be weaponized. That's what scientists do. They just create ways to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
What if they end up finding a way to make these bigger and bigger, and they use them as jaws of life, and so you're in a car dead, but they have to get you
out.
Giant huntsman spider corpse.
I would pray for death.
It would be like it was trying to get in to kill you.
As if things aren't bad enough.
I'm just sitting there upside down
in my car.
Yeah. You're going to be fine, son.
And the pillar is being chowed by a spider.
But they give it a voice like, hey, I'm here to save you.
But every time it moves, it makes a horrifying screeching.
Ew.
This text, my dad is very afraid of spiders. I was helping my dad raise our dock when I was young. He was in waders in the water when we looked down and he saw a wolf spider so big it had its legs wrapped around a 4x4 post. He went to hit it with a hammer and it ran into the water. That made it worse. A grown man running uphill so fast in waders, sloshing everywhere. I have never laughed so hard in my life.
It is hilarious.
They are pussy to me.
Even so. Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, this one. An actual way to put this into practice. Women can use them to put on their fake lashes.
Oh,
Rachel, would you do that? Would you use a robot spider to put on your fake lashes?
No, not in a million years.
Well, get used to the thought, because that's happening.
Yep.
Oh, it makes me so uncomfortable. I hate spiders.
And those lashes are made out of dead spider babies.
They're actually made out of dead spider legs. So then when you blink, they kind of move and wiggle around. Yeah, that's how I wink at people.
Very popular.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool.
You have to stick a syringe in the side of your head in order to get them to...
Okay, just the term stick a syringe into the side of your head. Like you're just jamming it in there like you're sticking it into styrofoam. I don't like that at all.
I thought you'd have to put the needle right in your eye. Mm.
You would. I'm surprised you didn't say that, Steve. What would have stopped you? Mm-mm.
Yeah, right in there.
No.
So you can still see it, like while it's going in, like you could see what's behind it.
I mean, technically, it wouldn't have to go in your eyes
either.
Don't even hear what you're saying.
There would be a lot of accidents.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.